welcome back home, sweetheart. Oh, I missed you so, so much. How was work, darling? Did the bakery do well today? That's perfect. Oh, you've been doing so well lately. Helping me out with the bakery, and helping me tend to our little egg sack. You know, I truly appreciate all that you've been doing, sweetie. Oh, come on now, dearie. You don't give yourself nearly as much credit as you should. I mean, look at how much you've done for me so far. Ever since we met, you've been so kind, purchasing so many of my pastries to help with my business. Especially when business started to get slow. But you remained consistent. You became my best customer. And it's because of that that we became such good friends and eventually, we became lovers. It just makes me so happy thinking about it. Knowing just how far we've come in our relationship. And knowing that you've done so, so much to help me all this time. You didn't have to help me run my bakery, but you did. I know you do it out of the kindness of your heart. But it still means the world to me that you do it. You don't even ask for much in return. But you do deserve something in return. Not that, you perv. I mean, we already have an egg sack to take care of. Unless you want to take care of another couple hundred babies. You are so adorable, dearie. But you know, you do have a point. You deserve something much more than the usual. I mean, a typical thank you and making you your favorite meal is nice and all, but I believe that you deserve something much, much more. Oh, I have an idea. Why don't I give you a little bit of a pampering session? Well, you deserve it, dearie. I can already tell how exhausted you must be. You've been doing so much since I've been tending to our egg sack. And, well, I think that you should be pampered a little bit. To start off with, how about instead of a typical dinner meal, I make us some sweets? I know how much you love my spider goodies, so why don't I make us some sweets? We can have that for dinner today instead of a typical meal. I'm so glad you like the idea, dearie. Now then, what kind of sweets does my sweetheart have in mind for this evening? Oh, you want a whole menagerie, don't you, dear? All right. An order of spider donuts, a spider cake, some spider cupcakes, and a spider pie. Oh, no. You are not helping me out with this one. I can use my own hands, since I have plenty of them to go around, to help prepare all these treats for you. After all, this is a pampering session. You deserve to relax. Besides, making these kinds of treats, it means nothing to me, dear. I can do it 10 seconds flat if I wanted to. But then where would all the quality be? All right, dear. You go ahead and sit down on the couch, and I will prepare your sweets for you. Give me 1 second, okay? All right, here are your spider donuts, some spider cupcakes, a spider cake, and a spider pie. All for my sweetest of sweethearts. Mm-hmm. hope you like them, sweetie. I baked them with as much love as I could possibly put into them. All for you. I'm glad you like them so far, sweetie. It makes me so happy every time you compliment my food. Now, while you eat your food, how about I give you a little head massage? Well, I'm sure with how much that you've been working, you must have the worst kind of migraine. I mean, I know I get migraines every time I get done with work. It can be very stressful, you know, managing a business all on your own. And since you've been doing so much work around the place, I think that adding a scalp massage to your pampering session is exactly what you need. All right. Now let me get comfortable right here. Well, of course I'm going to do this while sitting on your lap. How else am I going to reach that scalp of yours while also being able to reach back and grab the sweet so I can feed you? And... I can add some kisses in there too. I won't be able to reach those adorable cheeks of yours from behind now, will I? Oh, you are so cute when you're flustered. After all this time, you still blush that hard around me? I would have expected you to be used to this by now. What with the fact that we have so many spider babies on the way? I know I keep bringing it up, but I just can't help myself. The fact that we're going to be parents is just so exciting! I never ever thought that I'd become a mother. It's just so amazing to think about, you know? And the fact that I could do it with you. That you get to be the father of so many of my babies. It makes me so happy. Huh? What? What about my eyes? You think that they look really pretty when I talk about this sort of thing? What do you mean by that? I mean, surely my eyes can't look that much different than normal when I talk about us becoming parents. You think that they sparkle and shine more often because of how happy I am? And you think I'm glowing? You handsome devil, you! Always trying to find ways to get me flustered with your compliments and such. How dare you really know what to say to get me going, don't you? But this isn't about me. This is all about you. You. This is about me pampering you and complimenting you and telling you how much that I love you. Not the other way around, silly. All right. Let's get started on that scalp massage. You look so cute when you're relaxed. You're just practically melting into my hands, aren't you? You know, I don't nearly say it enough, but I really do mean it when I say that you're handsome. I think that you're incredibly handsome and attractive. I know that wasn't the only reason I fell for you. But, it definitely doesn't help that you're handsome. It definitely doesn't help that you're good-looking. on top of having such a wonderful personality. There you go, blushing again. You really like me complimenting you, don't you? You know, you are complimenting my eyes, but you have some pretty eyes too. You may not have as many as me, but the two that you have, they're really nice to look into. I like seeing how much they shine, and the pretty colors. They're definitely different compared to spider eyes, but that's what makes them special. And the fact that I get them all to myself makes me all the more happy. Oh, that reminds me. Open your mouth, sweetie. We got a spider donut coming on the way. Is it good, sweetie? Like I said, I poured some extra love and effort into them for you. I'm glad. It makes me so happy to know that you love my cooking. Well, we certainly wouldn't be together if you didn't like my cooking. That would be the greatest offense. But be grateful that you do like my cooking. Because now you get a whole piece of me in every single bite. Would you like some more, sweetie? All right. Here is a slice of spider cake. Be sure to savor every bite, okay? You just look so adorable when you're enjoying my sweets. You really have a sweet tooth, don't you, sweetie? Oh, that just makes me happier. That means I can bake you all the goodies I want and you'll never get tired of them. You know, I've never actually tried any of the sweets that you've made before, have I? Well, it just occurred to me. You've helped me in the bakery so much, and I'm sure you've had to bake a couple of treats yourself. I mean, my spiders can only do so much. How about this? Tomorrow, why don't we have a bake-off? We can bake each other sweets. And we'll see whose sweets are the best. Oh, it's totally fair. I mean, granted, my sweets are nothing to be compared to. But I'm sure that your sweets are just as okay. If not second rate. Oh, you're so adorable, sweetie. Are you enjoying your pampering session, sweetie? Oh, are you getting tired? If you want, I can pack away some of the leftover sweets for later. And you can take a nap right here with me. Oh, actually, you'll probably have to wait on that. Well, it's been a while since I've checked on the egg sack. I want to make sure that everything's okay. All right. Here, let's get you all tucked in on the couch. There we are. All right, I'll be right back to cuddle with you. Once I'm done checking on our babies, that is. Well, of course I'm excited. I mean, what if they hatch and we're not there to witness it? I want to be able to be there when they hatch. Watching an egg sac hatch is like the most important thing that a mother could go through. I never want us to miss that opportunity. Anyway, I'll be right back. I'm gonna go check on them, and then when I come back, it's more head scratchies and a cuddle session from me for you. I love you so much, dearie. All right, you get comfy on the couch, okay? And I'll be right back in a jiff. I promise.